thank you for being with us. Keith Klein is riding shotgun here on A.
You're not going to be saying 2015 much longer.
I'm not. Not much longer at all, and it doesn't even feel like December.
No.
But it does feel like 2015 because we've been warm and above average every month. I don't know why it would stop now, and it's not even close to stopping. 41 downtown currently, cloudy skies at WGCL, on our way to 53 and sunshine this afternoon. Only a 10% chance of precip today and tomorrow. And we talk about precip. Usually it's precip this time of year, but today it's rain. That's right. It. There's no close to being cold enough to freeze anything. Tonight, 41, mostly clear. Tonight's low is the December 15th average high temperature, just to put things in perspective. 60 in showers on Wednesday, chance of rain 40%, before going back into seasonably cool temperatures. 41 on Thursday, 34 on Friday, 41 on Saturday, and then we rattle off 10 days in a row in the 50s, Keith. Maybe even a couple in the 60s, including right around the Christmas holiday.
I'm dreaming of a... No,
well maybe a wet and rainy Christmas you'll get. In
of a
few,
wet Christmas.
And if I don't know how to turn rain into ice without cooling it off, but if you're looking ahead to the holiday next week, here's your Monday through Saturday, we'll do that next week. 54, 60, 63, 58, 56, 55, 52. That's your 7 days of Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas. The first nine will be in the 50s
and
the 60s.
The
partridge didn't have to go south this year. He might be there waiting.
Yeah, didn't migrate.
No, he didn't have to. So, again, cool Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, 50s. Zip it on out 10 more days after that. Updated forecasts and live radar at WGCLradio.com. We thank J&S Locksmith for being with us this morning. They're at 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington. Everything for the residential or commercial outdoor technician. And this weekend, well, it'll be cool, but it's going to be dry. No rain Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, so you can get out and do those. Everything you put off in November, you said, well, I'll just wait for that one more last nice day. Well, you're going to get a couple more.
Can I still put up my Christmas lights?
You may. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. Or you can take down your Halloween decorations, whichever you prefer. That's all available
that
to do.
Pumpkins in the neighbor's yard from
weekend.
The wind this week.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Thank you, J&S, for being on board this morning. It is Tuesday morning. We check in with City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Do you have all your Christmas shopping finished?
Pretty close.
Not bad.
Close. Yeah.
Do you do the heavy lifting in your family, or do you share the duties?
Oh, my right hand does all that for me.
Yeah, mine
Tim,
too.
You don't have to tell me what you've gotten me. You can just bring it by the station.
Same as last year, Tim. I'll help you. I'll help you wrap it.
Will do. You know, your weather report will really upset our grandchildren who are coming to visit for Christmas.
Now, where are they visiting from?
From California.
So well,
they expected snow.
They were looking for some snow, and I don't think they're going to find any.
Yeah. Grandpa Tim can strap them to the roof of the car and drive them up to Chicago or Madison or somewhere up there. You can take a vacation on your vacation. And or I thought my idea was brilliant last half hour. You know how people put the TV in the fireplace with the log burning? I'm going to put a TV in the fireplace with it snowing, and you see all the white stuff laying around. So do that for them, and they'll think you're the hippest cat in town.
There you go.
Our granddad's really neat.
He is. Yeah. Look at that. He puts snow in the fireplace.
Hey, Tim, question for you. Tomorrow night's the last city council meeting of the year. It's also
correct.
A change of administration. You've got a couple of members that are going to be leaving, a couple of new ones coming on or people coming on. You've been through this a few times. What's it like when you leave some people and get some new people? How do you handle all that?
Well, I think what will happen tomorrow night is, people will say their thank yous and goodbyes to those members who are leaving. And then January 1 at 12 o'clock in City Hall, we'll have swearing-in ceremony. The new mayor.
That's where everybody just yells at each other, right?
Yeah. No, it's not that kind of swearing.
Oh, gotcha.
And then we'll get down to work, which will actually probably start sometime in mid-January.
So do you have some kind of an organizational meeting with the mayor and kind of go through things? Has that happened yet, or will it happen?
That has not happened yet, and there will actually probably be two meetings. One will be that the newly elected council, all nine members, will meet, which is allowed for in state election law, state code. We'll meet and decide who will be the president.
It's called organizational meetings.
Parliamentarian. Right. That's correct.
Are you running for any of these sub-offices in the council there?
Not at this point.
Okay.
If elected, will you serve? If drafted, will you?
If nominated, will you run?
If elected, I would serve, yes.
Okay, there you go.
We make our board and committee appointments for the council members. So, for example, we have a member who sits on the Utility Services Board. We have a member who sits on the City Plan Commission.
How is that determined? People volunteer first, or do you suggest people, or caucus? How does that work?
It works in the caucus, and various members will say, "Well, I'd like to serve on this committee or commission," and
what do you have to, if you
we
have
discuss
two?
It, and okay. And hopefully the person who wants it gets it.
Yeah, but if you have two or three people up for it, how does that process work? That's what I'm interested in.
Just taking votes, basically.
Politicking is what it's called, right?
Who has support? Yeah.
Who do you like more?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or who do you think will do the better job?
Who's most passionate, or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. Or who has time?
Yeah.
To do all those wonderful
so
things.
Do you save any last minute, like Friday night surprises for the last meeting of the year for legislation?
No, we can't do that. As a matter of fact, because the legislation we will be hearing tomorrow night is what we discussed last Wednesday in the committee, the whole meeting. So. And that is that we will be bringing up, there's two ordinances that we will be looking at. One will be to align a lot of our policies with what has now been adopted by the state legislature. So we have to align our city codes with
you're required to do that, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so that's a no-brainer.
That's right.
What kinds of things do you have to align with that you weren't already?
Well, one of the issues that kind of sticks out was the location of cell towers and the permitting process and the bonding process for those. The other one that kind of stood out was revising the law to the definition of fraternity sorority house. Evidently, we did not have that in our code and had been advised to do that. And basically what that change in our code reflects is that people living in a fraternity / sorority house must be students at a university, that being IU, and that IU itself, the administration, must recognize the structure as a fraternity or a sorority house, so that it's and that again comes back to state law. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, when are you going to start pardoning people? When is that process? When is that start?
Sorry.
When are you going to start pardoning people? And do I have to put in my application now?
Let's see. I guess the line would go out City Hall if it dealt with parking tickets, right?
That's right.
We don't have those powers. We do not have those powers.
Oh, what about the Queen has she knights people on New Year's Day? Are you guys going to do that as well? You don't do that either?
We don't do that either.
Okay, well.
I want to be Sir Knight Commissioner of
That's
parking
right.
meters.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, you do have some traffic issues that are coming up.
We also have Title 15, amendments to Title 15, and that's bringing our traffic code up to the current status. And I'll give you a couple examples. One is when you build a new subdivision, say Renwick or something like that,
right.
when they build out that subdivision, they'll put in stop signs and various traffic control devices or mechanisms, and so we have to recognize those in our traffic code. So all the stop signs, for example, will be recognized at this intersection, there will be a stop sign going in this direction.
Do you tell Renwick where they have to go, or does Renwick say, we want to put a sign here, and they just do it?
I think that's negotiated out between during the development process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about setting speed limits within the division, subdivision?
That again is city code, and currently the code is that in residential neighborhoods the speed is 25 miles per hour.
Okay.
Now,
the one thing, and you and I need to talk about this, you're going to change the flashing yellow lights that I get the benefit of when I come here in the morning. Come down 3rd Street, and you got these nice flashing yellow lights, and you're going to put those into regular cycle?
That is correct, yeah.
Can I talk to you about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Why are you
doing that?
Yeah.
this is the holiday season.
Uh-huh.
You should be nice to
I know, but I heard something about traffic accidents.
Our traffic engineer has...
We have to do the thinking for people, because when people see flashing red on their side of the street, they assume the other side is flashing red as well. So if you you got to make it the same for everybody, because right now we have to hold everybody's hand to do everything. Yeah. So it's
the trend is to move away from flashing lights, and the presentation we had cited that, you know, many communities have gone in that direction.
What is this going to cost you, Tim?
It doesn't. It's you know, the lights are controlled. Traffic signals, red, yellow, greens are controlled by a clock.
Well, I thought you were using some. I thought you were using some new things at some other places where you would notice when somebody would roll up, and then it would change and
it
do
would
that.
Change the light when there's somebody
which
trying
that
to cross.
Makes the most sense.
No, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is, you know, at say 11 o'clock,
system.
A light changes from red, yellow, green to flashing red or flashing yellow.
And you just want it to
and
be.
And that's controlled by the clock. So a technician will have to go out to that traffic signal and set the sequence so that it runs red, yellow, green. Now they can also change that cycle to a shorter cycle during the early morning hours. So, for example, if you pull up to 3rd and Lincoln where there's a traffic signal,
right,
and during the day maybe that signal will stay red for 90 seconds or 120 seconds, they could change that so that it would change in, say, 45 seconds. So. And that would occur from 11 in the morning till 11 at night till 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Every 45 seconds, the light would turn red.
So why is this change happening? Have you had studies done?
What the council is being told by our traffic engineer is that it's a safer condition and it just works better for public safety. So that's
public safety. You can't argue with public safety.
Let me throw another side at you here.
Keith, you got a bad leg. Don't throw anything.
Well, I know, but you got the Secretary of State and the President of the United States. Now, you're wondering how this all ties in with traffic lights in Bloomington.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
When I am stopped at that stoplight, which I don't have to stop at now because it's yellow flasher, I am emitting carbon into the air, which is going to mess up the warming cycle and all that other stuff because I'm idling at the stoplight. See?
That's true.
And so if you didn't do that, and frankly, I don't know that I've ever seen cars waiting to cross when I'm coming down.
Well, it's not about you, Keith.
Well,
it's about
it.
No,
but it's the having to stop and wait.
What is? Just run the light then, tough guy. Look around.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If bicycles can do it right in front of me, why can't my car do it?
Two of the flashing lights are in front of the police station.
Well,
come on.
Well, take your chances. Live dangerously or wait 90 seconds. My goodness. I'm not blaming Tim Mayer for any of this.
Oh, I'm not blaming him either. I'm just, you know.
You know, he's our guest this morning. City Council.
You're not alone in this, Keith.
Okay.
I've heard
I'm telling you, run the light.
Other citizens, so.
Concerned citizens. Tim Mayer is our.
How about instead of flashing and red and all that, we put speed bumps there or something?
No, terrible.
or those little curbing things.
Tim, can you bring us back? What else is going on at your meeting coming up?
I'm sorry.
What else is happening at your meeting? We need to know.
That is it.
That's a full agenda, though.
That is it.
So when's your first official meeting with the new city council?
You know, I
5th
have
January,
go.
Or do you take that week off?
It will be probably the second week in January.
So it's council meetings are Wednesday, so that would be either the 5th, no, I'm sorry, the 6th, 13th, 20th, or 27th. Those are your four choices.
I am guessing now, but I would say the 13th.
Okay.
And the swearing-in is January 1st.
January 1st.
Now, do you have to wear your robe for that? What does that work? What's the dress code there?
Well,
you have your county council or city council letter jacket? How do you identify each other?
People tend to put on a tie or something like that.
What are you serving? I may come. You know, the refreshments?
Well, there is refreshments, so you're more than welcome. Any citizen's welcome.
Is it? It's open to the
city
public?
City hall in the council chambers at noon on January 1.
Now, each of you gets to select your own person to do the actual swearing in, right?
That is correct.
Okay, that's kind of neat. I've been to those ceremonies. It's kind of neat
that. Let me ask a dumb question just to make sure we get back to even par here on this program. You're already in. You don't get re-sworn in, or do you get re-sworn in because you're...
No, I'm re-elected.
How many times have they sworn at you at this? This is about, eight times?
Well, I'm starting year 24, so 6 times.
That's great. And has the swearing-in process changed over the course of history?
No.
It's the same old...
Basically, somebody from the judiciary will swear you in. So a judge will swear you in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick who you want, as Keith was alluding to. Who have you picked over
that
your?
Is correct.
Who have you picked over correct. Your tenure to swear you in?
Has it been I've various.
Oh, you're a man of the people.
Judges, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've got people off the couch on a big football day of New Year's Day.
You have judges by the flashers
Judge
there.
Judge Califaro, yeah. Judge DeCuff. Boy,
I didn't ask you to name them all. You got yourself into this trouble, buddy.
But well, I've asked
24 years and you can't remember all of them.
I've asked Judge DeCuff to swear me in this time around.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And how long does this process take if somebody would like to come down and see what's happening?
Oh, I would say the whole thing will be over in about an hour.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Or less, because the oath only takes about a minute. So,
you can even bring your kids. It's a great civics
lesson.
You stand
up and the judge says, repeat after me, and you... Mm-hmm. And you go through the process. You raise your right hand, and basically what you are saying is you will uphold the laws of the land, the state, and the United States of America.
Very nice, and we'd expect nothing less from folks in your position.
Exactly.
Big holiday plan. Sounds like you're hosting, so you'll have the crew in.
We have two crews coming in. We have two families from California, and they're coming at separate times. So that's unfortunate, but. That's how it worked out.
Shift change.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, well,
we get a little break in the middle, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, and the good news is you'll have nice enough weather where you're not going to be trapped inside, which has been the case in some past Christmases. You'll be able to get out and enjoy our lovely county, city, and community, and I know you'll be a great tour guide.
Two years ago when the families came, we all went to Brown County and had a winter picnic.
Oh, that's
very
nice.
And I'm planning on it again this year, so collecting firewood, and we go to a shelter house with a fireplace. And
well, that's
have
the
a
way
great
to do
time.
It.
You can take them over where the lions, the big cats are.
That's the other way.
Center point.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You
that's
could.
True.
Just to scare the hell out of them. Keep them in line.
One of the great points, Tim, that
Keith
people
is full of good ideas.
People
depends
tell,
on how the trip's going.
Yeah, people keep exactly. telling me as grandparents, the neat thing about it is that the kids go home. But if they're staying at your place, that puts a little more pressure on you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 Well, American handle. He's 24 years in the city council. That's pressure.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
He's a king.
He's broken in.
Yeah. As long as he does what his wife says at home, he'll be fine. Right, Tim?
Exactly.
Well, there you go. Well taught, well kept. All right, so we will not talk with you next week. We will not talk with you the week after that. We will not talk with you the week after that. So enjoy your winter break and enjoy.
That's wonderful.
Enjoy your time with your family, and again, enjoy the holidays. And we'll get back with you then, probably the 12th. That's the Tuesday before the 13th meeting, if we could do that, just to get a reminder of what's happening.
That's great.